unfortunate fatality. I'm Melissa Patrick. The Ohio State Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal crash involving a pickup truck and bicyclist that occurred on Harrison Road, approximately 0.2 miles west of Nonpareil Road. Yesterday, at approximately 3:58 p.m., troopers from the Worcester Post of the Ohio State Highway Patrol responded to a report of a pickup truck striking a bicyclist on Harrison Road. The preliminary investigation indicates a Ford F-350 pickup truck and a Sun bicycle were both traveling westbound on Harrison Road. The bicyclist attempted to make a left turn into a private driveway without signaling, while the Ford F-350 was attempting to pass on the left. The collision occurred near the center line of the roadway. Emma Miller, 68, of Fredericksburg, was operating the bicycle. Miller was pronounced deceased at the scene. She was not wearing a helmet or reflective safety equipment at the time of the crash. Fred Hostetler, 68, of Shreve, was operating the Ford F-350. He was wearing a seatbelt and was not injured. Assisting at the scene were the Wayne County Sheriff's Office, South Central Fire and EMS, Three Sons Towing, and the Wayne County Coroner's Office. The crash remains under investigation. Alcohol and or drugs do not appear to be factors in the crash. The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday, no accidents, 12 incidents, and these two arrests. Brandy Nicole Killingsworth of New Philadelphia, who's arrested and charged with failure to appear warrant, and Luis Suarez Leon of Orville, who was arrested and charged with driving without a valid license. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost is resigning. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has confirmed Yost's last day will be June 7th. AG Yost posted on social media he'll begin a new chapter June 8th as VP of Strategic Research and Innovation at the Alliance Defending Freedom, a nonprofit law firm that's won 18 cases at SCOTUS in the last 15 years. Yost says, quote, "I've been honored to serve Ohio and will continue to fight for freedom," end quote. There is no word on when the governor will tap a replacement for Yost. Two people were injured after a volunteer fire truck crashed in Muskingum County yesterday morning. The director of the county emergency management says the tanker was responding to a house fire in Dresden when it went off the road, corrected, rolled over, and hit a tree. The driver was trapped for 45 minutes. First responders eventually freed him, and he was flown to a Columbus hospital. The passenger was also taken to a hospital. The fire truck was from the Adamsville Community Fire Department. Akron Police and the Ohio Casino Control Commission raided two Akron businesses Wednesday. In Akron, nearly 30 slot machines have been shut down as part of an illegal gambling investigation. Officials say this was a joint effort between the state's Casino Control Commission and Akron Police. 27 machines were seized or disabled on East York Street and East Talmadge Avenue. Police also seized an undisclosed amount of money. An investigation is ongoing. Instead of taking the whole machines, investigators removed their motherboards, making them inoperable. Jurors in Ohio have convicted a former sheriff's deputy of reckless homicide in the shooting of a black man who was carrying sandwiches into his grandmother's home, but the judge declared a mistrial on the murder charge after they couldn't agree on that count yesterday. Jason Mead shot Casey Goodson Jr. 5 times in the back and once in the side as the 23-year-old returned home in Columbus in December 2020. Mead is the second white officer in Ohio to be convicted in the killing of a black man since George Floyd's death turned national attention on the issue. There was no video of this shooting. And a Venezuelan man accused of posing as a teenager while attending a Northwest Ohio school has been sentenced to prison on more charges. Yesterday, Anthony Emmanuel Labrador Sierra received a sentence of 4 to 6 years after pleading guilty to pandering sexually oriented material involving a minor and forgery. The court also ordered him to register as a Tier 2 sex offender once he's released from prison. Authorities say the case gained national attention after investigators say Labrador Sierra falsely represented himself as a teenager while enrolled at Perrysburg High School, including dating an underage high school student. And finally, Shakira is back. The Colombian singer shared a minute-long teaser clip of a new song on social media yesterday. She wrote in the caption, the song will be named Die Die and called it the FIFA World Cup official song for 2026 to be released May 14th. She also included a mention of Afrobeats star Burna Boy in the video short. Shakira appears on a soccer field joined by dancers. This is not new for Shakira. Her song Waka Waka, This Time for Africa, was the official song of the 2010 World Cup held in South Africa. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM.